I was asked to try and say some different chizik about learning, very short, try not to be long. And thinking about it, really thinking that it's a little bit difficult to give different chizik in learning, because there are so many obvious chazals about why it's important to learn. Barasi Yetzahara, Barasi Tara Tavlin, Sias Yisharim, there's no other way to fight the Yetzahara besides learning. Gemara Talmud Torah, Keneged Kulam. One mitzvah of Talmud Torah is equal to all 613 mitzvahs. Chafetz Chaim, the a Torah is just one word, every word of Torah. Chafetz Chaim says you can say 200 words of Torah in a minute, so that you can get 200 mitzvahs of Talmud Torah of Keneged Kulam in 1 minute. When you start making the mathematical cheshbon, it comes out like with millions of mitzvahs in a minute, in an hour. So there's so many chazals. It's Talmud Torah, Gadol Talmud Torah, Yotzim Hatzalas Nefashas, you know, Mar Megiddo. So I thought that really should start the other way. It's so obvious why we should be learning. The kasha is, why aren't there more people learning? It's so pashut. And it's a plea. It really is a plea. It's a plea. I hate to say it's a taina on the yeshivas, because we have bachrim, we have people. We think they learn yeshivas for 12 years. They go off to Eretz Yisrael. They come. They're learning basmada rabba, 3 siddurim. All day, and then they come back, and some of them, Baruch Hashem, continue learning, and some, you know, a little bit, maybe an hour a week, maybe. It's a kasha, it's a plia. Where? Talmud Torah is such an amazing mitzvah. It's the Yisoid of Yadas. Why isn't the Kodol Mab, you know, Baruch Hashem, there are people learning? And thanks to the Kodol, people learning. The Kodol has greatly upgraded the community. But why isn't there more people? So I think we have to understand what the Yetzirah is, why people don't learn. And really it's a medrash in Parshas Metzirah, and I think it's in Orach Chaim, in the beginning of B'chukosai. We know there's a basic hakira, yeshivish hakira, in many, many sugyas, where there are two types of mitzvahs, two types of averas. There's mitzvahs where the mitzvah is the maisa, and there are mitzvahs where the mitzvah is a totzah. For example, shaking a lulav. There's no mitzvah, there's no, that you have to have, the lulav should be shaking. If you had a machine that would shake the lulav, and you push a button and the lulav would shake, you're not going to see any mitzvah. We're not really interested in having the lulav shake. The mitzvah is that you should shake a lulav, that you should be wearing tzitzis, that you should be putting on tefillin, that you should be taking trumas and maizes, whatever. There are other mitzvahs where the mitzvah is a totzah, the result. Person gives tzedakah. You don't have to give tzedakah, you can send it in the mail. It doesn't have to be done by goof. Send the tzedakah in the mail, you yaitzi. Person's drowning. Mitzvah, you saved the person's life. I don't care how you saved the person's life. There are many mitzvahs, pruvu, whatever. There are many mitzvahs that the mitzvah is a totzah. Nafkamina usually is, again, we're saying whether the mitzvah is to do it, you have to do it yourself. Or, as long as you bring about the proper totzah, you're yaitzi. So the shayla is, what is the mitzvah of Talmud Torah? Is the mitzvah of Talmud Torah the mitzvah of the maisa, the mitzvah to learn? Or is the mitzvah to bring about a result? So, pashtus, Talmud Torah, is logical. They say, if you don't know, gadol Talmud shemevi de maisa. If you don't know, you can't do. So therefore, and the Gemara says that, it's a Gemara in Kedushin, that Gadol Talmud, maybe today Maisa. So people assume that why is it so important to learn, and correctly so, because if you don't learn, you won't know what to do. The Mishnah Berurah, if you don't learn Hilchos Shabbos, you'll never keep Shabbos properly. Right? And that's true. So what happens though? It gets to a point where a person feels, I'm learning, and I'm not getting the Maisa. I'm tired, I'm busy, I have things on my head. I can't go ahead and spend 3 siddurim anymore learning. And when I learn, I don't get such klar maskanis. And anyway, I'm not going to be a Pai. I thought I'd be a Gadol Hador. I'm not going to be the Gadol Hador. And why is it relevant that I have to know Mesechta's Gittin? I'm not going to write a Get. And Ksuvis, I'm not doing a Ksuvis. And Yevamis, I don't do Yevamis. Why do I have to learn this? It's not maybe today Maisa. For me, especially, I don't get Klor Maskanis. I don't have any clarity. I forget what I'm learning anyway. You know. So what's the point? And the answer is that it's a mistake. That the Iker Mitzvah Talmud Torah is not Mevri De Maisa. That's Godol Talmud Shemevri De Maisa. But the Iker Mitzvah Talmud Torah is just to learn, even if it brings nothing. Right? That's it. The Orach Chaim says it's called B'chukosai Teleichu. It's referring to Talmud Torah, because Talmud Torah is a chayk. Chayk means we don't understand the reason. We don't understand why Talmud Torah is such a big mitzvah. It's b'chukosai, that's an Orach Chaim. Torah is called a chayk, because a mitzvah is to learn even if you accomplish nothing. Person is, I had the schus to learn with an older, one of the old Gedolei Hador, but he was very old. That's why I got the schus to learn with him. B'li Guzma, when we finished learning, he did not remember a word. It was Clark. He didn't remember a word. It was a pachad. We finished learning. He didn't know what sugya we learned. But when he learned, he learned. It was an amazing thing. But when he finished, didn't remember anything. But that's Talmud Torah. He doesn't remember anything. It's irrelevant. One of the svarim, if a person is tarid and he doesn't have svarim, you can learn aleph beis. You're sitting in a hot classroom in the hospital in the emergency room and you're all for tumult and you don't have any safe with you and you want to get Talmud Torah, but you can't focus. You chazer the aleph beis. What is in the svarim? I know the aleph beis. You're learning. Okay. If you know something else, obviously it could be better, more even. But there's a mitzvah to learn even if you're going to forget, even if you know it already. In fact, the Orach Chaim says, this famous Orach Chaim, he says it's better to forget. People think, you know, I'm so jealous of the Talmud Chacham who doesn't forget. You know, I don't remember anything. The Orach Chaim says it's better to forget because when you forget, you can learn the second time with a cheshek. Says the person who doesn't forget, it's much harder for him to learn with a cheshek, because the mitzvah, part of the ma'aseh mitzvah is to learn with a cheshek. A person who is zeicha to forget, so every time he learns, he has more of a cheshek, more excitement. Because the Orach Chaim says the ikar of learning is a ma'aseh. The ma'aseh learning. Makes no difference whether you're accomplishing, whether you're getting anywhere, whether you get klor maskanas, not klor maskanas, it's no gei la maisa, it's not no gei la maisa. It's kedushas haTorah, learning Torah, putting Torah in your... The Chavetz Chaim has this famous mashal. He says that you take a dead skin of an animal. He says, what could be more tamei in a certain sense than a dead skin of the skin of a dead animal? And you write on it divrei Torah, and it becomes Kaddish. And it has Kedusha, it has Halachas. You have to stand up for it. He says, imagine what happens when you write Divrei Torah on your brain. It's a Gemara that says that a Talmud Chacham is a walking Sefer Torah. Kamet Tivshoi Babloida, they stand up for the Talmud Chacham, for the Torah, not for the Talmud Chacham. He says, you write Torah on your brain. He says, you're doing the same thing. You're transforming your brain into a living Sefer Torah. It's not a question. It's not because it's no gei la maisa. There's a special mystical koyach a Torah that Torah transforms a person. The truth is, this is really a medrash in Mitzayra. The medrash says, and it talks about how much Torah there is. And it gives a marshal to a person, to the king, that tells a person, gives him a traskel nukuf, a barrel with a hole in it. And he tells the workers, fill it up, pour water in there. So Misha Tipish Malomer, what does a fool say? Mani Mayo. That's a regular person. What's the point? Okay, I gave me a job. I can't do it. Because I can't, I pour everything I pour in comes out. Matnez Bizu, Maite Bizu. Right? And I learn, everything goes in, I forget. What's the point? It's not my cheshbon. Hashem gave a mitzvah. The king gave a mitzvah to pour water into the barrel. What do I care if there's a hole in the barrel? It's not, The goal is not to fill up the barrel. The goal is you get paid for doing what the king tells you to do. So this is the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. You have to hear that we can't get frustrated sometimes that we accomplish, we don't accomplish, we remember, we don't remember. The mitzvah is to do. And because the mitzvah is to do, it's also a mitzvah, there's a way to do it. There's a tzura of the mitzvah. The mitzvah is a ma'isa, then it has to be done kahogen according to the hilchus ma'isa. We have a mishnah in Pirkei Avos of the Memches Varsha Torah Niknes Ba. There's ways. Many people, people think the mitzvah is to learn, so they don't have to go ahead and fulfill the ways. Just bitus v'sayim. Many people, and they learn without. We're trained in America. You read without mouthing the words. But in Torah, there's a special inyan of Bitus Vasayim. It's a dinner of Tyra. Tyra means obviously, with the environment, with Kedusha, with the environment, without women, etc. And Tyra means without having clean hands, not touching one's body, learning Beyira, certain attitude. Ameles, but because I Terechu, she Amelim B'Torah, right? These are all the ways a person should learn. And that's really, as I want to give credit to the Kodo, because the Kodo, besides encouraging people to learn, encourages people to learn in the old surah, the way, with Chavrusa learning, that's the way, that's for Dairis, that's how we've learned. That's the minig of learning, is to go ahead, to work through yourselves with Chavrusa, to work through a sugya, to try, and then listen to a shir. There's a special surah of how one is supposed to go about learning. I just want to conclude with something on the parsha very quickly, that you have at the, really this coming week's parsha, that Moshe comes to Paro, and he says that Nelcho no derech shloshes yamim b'midbor, v'nizbet Hashem elkeinu, and that we want to go to the midbor 3 days. And Paro says, no way. Why? Lama Moshe Barant Afriyos Ami Maisa, the Chudas of Laisa. So the Beis Halevi in his drushes, asks the Kasha. He has two Kashas, many Kashas, but two Kashas on this is that, first of all, why did Klai Yisrael Moshe ask for 3 days? Anyway, Paro's not agreeing. And anyway, Paro is only agreeing because we're forcing him. So come right out and ask for Klai Yisrael to go out completely. When Moshe is playing a trick, as if we're afraid, we have to trick Paro. Just say the truth. We want to go out. We want completely to go to Har Sinai, whatever. Send us free or else you're in trouble. Why does Moshe constantly, throughout the whole time, he's asking for 3 days. And the second question, he asks, why does Paro say no? Okay, the first time he says no, because he says, there's work to be done. Okay, but once a Makkah started, doesn't make sense. The Pasuk says that the Mitzrayim said that the whole Mitzrayim is being destroyed by the Makkah. So isn't it worth it to send out Bnei Yisrael for 3 days and save yourself from the Makkah? And besides which, Chazal say that once a Makkah said they started, the Avda stopped, the people weren't working anyway. So what did Paro get to lose? All Moshe is asking is to send out the Klai Yisrael for 3 days. What's a big deal? So the Beis Halevi says a beautiful verse. He says, you think Paro was interested in the money? Paro was the richest person in the world. Paro had all the interests of Yosef. Paro was the most powerful person in the world. He didn't need slaves. Klai Yisrael would have been better off for the country. The Jews with the economy, they would have been much better for Paro. They would have been the like Yosef, the main workers in the executive branch. Paro had one thing. He was eaten up alive of jealousy. He says he couldn't stand the fact that the Jews had Torah. The Jews had Nitzchias. He says he couldn't stand it. It destroyed him. He was jealous. Here's Paro, the richest person in the world, the most powerful person in the world, but he's eaten up from jealousy. So his etzah was he has to go ahead and get the Jews to assimilate. How's he going to get them to assimilate? He figured by persecution. But he can't admit it. He can't get up because that would defeat the whole purpose. The whole purpose is he can't get up and say, I'm jealous of the Jews. So he makes up Baba Mises. Oh, this excuse, that excuse. He probably couldn't even admit it to himself, but he surely couldn't admit it to the rabbi. So what does Hashem do? Hashem says, listen, well, we're just asking for 3 days. Where's your excuse now? It makes no sense. Why aren't you sending out? Paro can't send them out for 3 days because that would defeat his plan. His purpose is to assimilate the Jews if they're going to go in the Midbar and serve Hashem, and that's the end of his plan. But that Kuva was a chachma to point out to Paro, to the whole world, you see, you're full of baloney. You're not doing it because you want the money. You're not doing it because you want the avdus. You're only doing it for one reason, because you can't stand, you're jealous of Israel that they have the Torah. The Beis HaLevi says, a beautiful Beis HaLevi. The Beis HaLevi is quoted in the Levush Mordechai, that's the Rosh Shiva Sabaka from Europe, and he says that it's not just Paro, he says every single persecution that Israel had was obviously for the same reason. It's because they were jealous that we had Nitzchias, that we had the Torah, the Chazal, it's a Sinai, it's Yerda Sinai in the Olam. That's the way most people tie it up. So could explain it differently, but that's the Chazal, but that's how the Mefarshim explained it, many of them, that Har Sinai caused the Israel to be hated by the Goyim. And that's supposed to be really the Bali Musar saying this should be a tremendous chizik for us, because people, when you have something, you don't appreciate it. When you don't have it, that's when you first appreciate it. So if we can see that even Paro, who's a Russian, what does he care? He's a Russian, he's so wealthy. He's the richest person in the world. He's the most powerful person in the world. Whether it's Paro, whether it's Haman, all these people in the world, and they were able to appreciate that we had something that they don't have, and that drove them crazy. So surely we have to appreciate what we have. We have to go ahead. We regretfully, because we have it, we don't appreciate it enough. That's the problem. When we have it, you don't appreciate it. So you get this iris from the fact that people who don't have it, even lowly people, they're able to appreciate how valuable Ruchnius is, how valuable Nitzchius is. And that should give us an inspiration to go ahead and to chap the Nitzchius, and Be'ez Hashem, that should bring them to, of course, to the eventual Geula, and it should end all their persecutions in Klal Yisrael. Amen.
Okay. Brazil.